back live, Mayor.
Imagine that, huh? Wow.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's really good to be back here in the studio and chatting with folks live once again. It's just a whole different feeling to it, certainly, than anything that's pre-recorded.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Glad you're back at your home base there, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's hope you won't need the satellite office for a while.
Exactly, yes. Turn it back into my spare bedroom. It's great to be here for sure. Want to let folks know also that we now stream live on our website, too. So you don't have to be tied to your television. You can take us with you wherever you go.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys are really moving
the
big time, huh?
We don't let little pandemics hold us back. We are forging ahead here. There's really actually some good news to report on the pandemic front, right?
Yes, we've seen a steady decline in the increase of cases. This weekend was just the report I got last night. I haven't got this morning's, but last night, over the last few days, just a handful of new cases and no new deaths. So that's definitely going in the right direction. So we're pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I know that's the guidelines that the governor's looking for also as the phased-in reopening starts. How's it been going reopening here in Quincy so far?
Well, I think it's going fairly well. We have discussions on a regular basis with a number of members of the business community. And, you know, they're all working it. They're all, you know, anxious to get back up and running, but they're also, you know, cautious. They mm-hmm. they want to make sure that everything is done in accordance with the guidelines. And, you know, until, you know, last week, there was still a lot of scratching their heads trying to figure out the guidelines. But now, you know, the barbershops now open and hair salons and pet groomers and a number of places that have guidelines that were issued. So they know how to operate. You know, it's, you know, people got to continue to be patient for a while. You know, you just can't walk in the barbershop now and sit there. You got to have an appointment. You got to, you know, schedule ahead of time these things. Mm-hmm. And again, I miss, you know, I get as frustrated as anybody else. I get antsy and itchy and whatever the term you want to use. Mm-hmm. But it's for our own health and the health of our, you know, our family members, our neighbors, and everybody in the community. So we just encourage people to continue to be patient. It looks like we're heading in the right direction. The phase one of the reopening has begun. Look forward to phase two. So it's, you know, it's been a long haul for everybody. I know that.
Yeah.
And certainly a tough situation for people who have lost loved ones or have had loved ones that have suffered dearly with the virus. So we certainly keep them in our minds and prayers. And it's easy to push for reopening when you haven't been affected, but
yeah.
you might have a different opinion if you had a family member get affected by it.
Sure, or if you're one of the frontline workers that see it much differently than
That's
most
right.
of us. Yeah.
yeah.
Will the city pretty much go by the governor's guidelines?
Yeah, we're probably right on target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got, you know, we never shut down, as mm-hmm. you know, completely. We were doing different shifts and some people working from home. Some of that will continue, but we, you know, we're trying to determine what the reopen date should be here at City Hall, whether it's June 1st or June 8th. But, you know, every office has people in it working, you know, keeping advancing what we need to do every day, the mission of each department. So, you know, obviously the parks and DPW, all the labor side, they've all been back full. And, of course, police and fire never left. Teachers continue to do their thing. You know, by virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's doing the best they can under the circumstances, and I appreciate the effort, really, by everybody. And even the library, they've adjusted. They're doing a lot of stuff online for people. So, yeah, everybody, every department understands their mission. Every department head and their people have been working very hard at it. So we hope we get this stuff behind us quickly.
Absolutely. How was, obviously, a different Memorial Day yesterday, but still an observance was held.
It was indeed. We weren't going to let it go by without an observance. More people showed up than I expected, and that's a great thing. That's a great spirit we have in Quincy. I'm glad not too many showed up, but
right.
everyone seemed to be wearing their mask and abiding by the guidelines and staying, you know, unless your family member is staying, you know, distance from each other. And it's a beautiful, beautiful spot down Mount Wilson Cemetery, and it just lends itself to a nice ceremony there each and every year. So we're grateful for those that did attend. I know you guys covered it, and
yep.
I'm sure a lot of people watched it, have watched it on cable, and I know that our office was also live streaming it, I believe. So
mm-hmm.
Hopefully people were able to tune in.
Yes, and we'll certainly repeat that throughout the week and really for the rest of the spring, I would think. So it's, go over to our website and just find the times that it'll be on for sure.
Yep.
And since we last talked, Mayor, there's been some new guidelines released by the state with regards to high school graduations. So how's that working here in Quincy?
Well, I think we've, you know, we're looking at it closely. I think we're going to be able to pull one off at some point, actually probably free.
Mm-hmm.
I think that North, they have 280 kids in the graduating class. I think we'll be able to accommodate perhaps two members from each family to be there in a live situation. Quincy High has 380 grads, so I think that's going to be more challenging. We might have to have two graduations, live graduations for Quincy,
mm-hmm.
You know, to make, you know, to meet the guidelines, to meet the spirit of it in the actual guidelines that have been set forth. Now, they are talking about middle of July before that occurs. I was hoping it could happen sooner than that if we can prove that, you know, of course, what's different about us than a lot of places is we have a great venue at Vetsam Memorial Stadium. It's large. The seats are all numbered. It can be managed, I think, much better than what a lot of communities have. I mean, that place could... It's probably the envy of a lot of small colleges, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful facility, and there's plenty of room to move around in there. So we definitely can accommodate the kids on the field, spreading them out. And then we believe we can accommodate two per family in the home stands, but it may require two ceremonies for Quincy. So we'll continue to figure this out.
Okay.
I report tomorrow night to the school committee on the plan.
And so you may be seeking like a waiver from the state to do it earlier?
Well, I'd love to do that, mm-hmm. but I certainly understand the state's predicament. I'm sure everybody wants to go earlier.
Sure.
I just think the later it goes in the summer, it loses a bit of its luster, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if this kid's going to the military, they may be gone, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll do the best we can with it.
Mm-hmm.
The good part is we're committed to it. My colleagues in the school committee committed to it. Superintendent and principals are committed to it. So at some point it is going to happen.
Okay.
So I think that's a good thing for the kids. I know that at that you look back at that time in our life, and that was a big deal. You know, it was a big deal.
It was the biggest. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, some people were more anxious to be leaving high school than others, you know, for whatever reason.
Right.
But it's a big deal, and we certainly want these kids to experience it.
Sure. Of course, as you're well aware, the budget hearings also get underway this week at the City Council. Any changes foreseen from your initial presentation?
I don't, you know, certainly from our perspective, I don't see any. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have nine members of the council that this is one of their roles, to look at the budget and make informed decisions. I think that, you know, we're in a difficult year, so revenues are off. We're trying to accomplish a no-tax increase
right.
in the fall budget. A lot of unknowns, a lot of moving parts, but I think it's doable. And with that, it's, you know, it's my expectation that the hearing should go fairly smoothly. I know that, you know, Dave McCarthy, who's chairman of the finance, is looking forward to a, you know, I don't want to say robust, but mm-hmm. certainly a discussion on each of the departments. It gives the department heads an opportunity to speak about their mission. It gives the councils an opportunity to, you know, weigh in with some of their priorities. But it's, you know, there's no new programs in there and no new jobs on the city side.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot to be cut, actually. So, but I certainly respect their job and their, you know, their contributions along the way and deliberations and see what comes out of it. And we'll see what happens.
Will it still take effect July 1st, or is that timeline going to change?
No, it still takes effect for July 1st.
Okay.
That's the law. That has not changed. Now, the state legislators,
mm-hmm.
John Keane and our senator, Representative Ayers, Representative Hunt, Representative Chan, and, of course, the majority leader, Ron Mariano, are doing a number of things they're looking at mm-hmm. legislatively to help us with some tools to help offset the revenue hit. So they're doing things at their level that may help us over time. But we're expecting a cut in state local aid.
Sure.
You know, the state's off by billions, as we're off by millions. So
yeah.
I understand that. I hope it's not too deep.
Right.
And certainly hopeful we'll get out of this quickly.
Can you bring us up to date, Mayor, on the small business grant program? I know that the deadline to apply is now expired. So what's the process now?
Yes, I had a meeting the other day with the folks from planning department and got an update. They were still working through, even though the date had closed,
mm-hmm.
some applications were incomplete online, so they were still working with a number of businesses. They were well over 500 applicants.
Wow.
So now they start to go through them literally one by one, making sure they meet the criteria, making sure that all the information is correct and filled up properly. And then we'll begin starting the distribution of the funding. And I expect that we'll probably distribute anywhere from $2 to $2.5 million to local businesses to help them get over the hump as well.
Do you think there may be another round of grants later this year?
Well, it's kind of a wait and see. It depends on really what happens. You know, in talking to some of the business community, many of them are very anxious to get back up and running.
Sure.
Some of their employees aren't so anxious to come back. And you know, some of that may be concerns about getting, you know, staying healthy. Some of it, and maybe that they're doing okay living on unemployment right now. I hope that's not the case, and I don't mean to be cynical, but those are the realities we're dealing with and business people are dealing with. So, you know, the phasing has begun. Let's hope it continues to go smoothly. And what's driving that is how the cases move and how the numbers are.
That's
so
right.
Let's hope they stay going in the right direction.
Yeah. The also the other fund, the Quincy Relief Fund, how is that shaping up, Mayor?
I think that's approaching $250,000.
Really?
Which is really terrific.
Wow.
I got a note from Dick Stratton, Captain Stratton, who we named a street for last year. He is an incredible person, and was a POW in Vietnam for 6.5 years. I come back and continue to serve in the Navy, and was just an amazing individual. And he forwarded. He told me him and his wife Alice's stimulus checks have been forwarded to, you know, the relief fund. He says Quincy will always be my home. The families of Quincy were good to me, and I want to return that to the families of Quincy. The guy's 90, and he still thinks about the people of Quincy on a regular basis. Great, great guy. So I mean, there's countless letters and notes like that. I mean, sure, we've got some big checks from some of the corporate folks, but we're getting checks for $10, $20, $25. It all adds up, and we've started to distribute some of that to some of the food pantries because they're in need of some help right now with the stress going on with the unemployment. So, so it's going well.
What other things could that be used for, do you think, in the future?
Well, that's what the group is looking at now.
Okay.
We're kind of looking at, okay, what other needs are there right now that we may not be anticipating?
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to, you know, the various players in the non-profit community this week to get a sense where they're all at. What is the needs? What are the asks right now from people?
Okay.
So, you know, it could be as much also as, you know, we may be giving out gift cards to supermarkets, maybe to some of the veterans who are on veterans aid. You know, there's all kinds of ways to help and assist in this crisis. What we don't want to do is duplicate things.
Yes.
If people are good, then that's great. We want to make sure we're reaching people that really need it.
Yeah. Is this something you think has some staying power even after this crisis is over? Is this type of fund?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Actually, I can't mention names, Joe.
Mm-hmm,
but,
sure.
A family lost a loved one a week ago from the virus, not a real old person either, and they have nothing.
Mm.
So they put together what they could, and we made up the difference so that they could have a decent you know, send-off for their loved one.
Wow.
With a traditional burial. So there's things like that this fund is terrific for, and we're, again, grateful for all those folks that have contributed.
Sure. That's something you don't think of, but when you talk about it, it brings it to light for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
Well, welcome back, Joe, to the studios, and hopefully we'll see you in person one of these days for Currently in Quincy.
Absolutely. We'd love to do that, and yes, the sooner the better for sure.
All right.
Thanks again.
Stay well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.